Hi, and welcome to the Group X-Files. This is the podcast for demystifying the secrets of becoming a successful group exercise instructor. I'm your host, Sarah Keller, and I can't wait to share with you the two decades of experience I have and what that's taught me in terms of leading thriving and full group exercise classes. Welcome to episode 5, called Diversify Your Portfolio. No, I'm not talking about that one, though you should probably diversify that one too. Today, we're going to talk about cross-training in different teaching formats for many benefits, both of your body and your career. All right, let's talk diversifying your portfolio. And by that, I mean your teaching portfolio, looking at how cross-training in different types of formats can benefit you as an instructor. And it's going to benefit you in many different ways. Obviously, it will make you more useful to your group exercise manager or director. Let's be honest. That gives you a chance to earn extra money, more opportunities to teach. However, it's also going to benefit you in terms of your career. It's going to allow you to stay more passionate. It's going to allow you to save your body, right? As we move in different ways, our bodies aren't doing the same type of movement over and over. So we'll talk about that today. We also want to talk about where that line is, though, between being a jack of all trades and a master of none, being a master of one thing. Like, where do we find that compromise between being cross-trained and having several things to offer, but being able to do them really well and not sacrificing the quality of what we're teaching over the quantity of different types of things we are able to teach? So let's jump right in terms of cross-training, just period, learning to teach different formats. When we learn to teach different formats, it could be a combination of freestyle and pre-choreographed formats. It could be all pre-choreographed formats. It could be all freestyle formats. Okay. When we cross-train in different formats, it forces us to increase our teaching skill set. It forces us to learn to coach different types of movements. We learn then how to reach different people. So let's say, for example, you teach some sort of cardio-based class. A great complement to that would be a strength format or a mind-body format of some kind, right? People can't do cardio every day. Well, let's say some people will do cardio every day. They'll do endless cardio until you tell them they just can't do it anymore. They will do cardio. They are cardio junkies, whatever you'd like to call them. However, it would benefit them, and as an instructor, it would benefit you to not strictly do cardio, right? And especially right now, if we look at the trends in our industry, everyone's on the strength is the new cardio wave. We're riding that high right now. But also, we know there are endless benefits to strength training. It changes our body composition. As we age, that strength training is absolutely necessary to maintain muscle mass because naturally we start to lose that body mass. So we've got to do something to work on keeping it. And that's the strength training, right? So if you're someone who primarily teaches cardio, picking up some sort of strength training format would be a great complement. Here's how that would complement you. Number one, you'd get your strength training in. That's always a win. Number two, it gives your body different types of movements. You're not constantly doing the impact. Now, we can argue that absolutely that impact and cardio is important for bone health. Absolutely. Sure, our bones need that extra work, right? That vibration from the impact one way or another. We can get that from strength training as well. However, most of the time in a group setting, we might not have quite enough weight on that bar. We might still need to do additional heavier lifting. So it depends on what kind of weight people are putting on the bar. If they're doing a high rep type class, like a body pump, we might not find that there is quite enough weight on the bar to have the true bone building benefits of that. So we do want to consider that. So we're not saying that you shouldn't do cardio, but it would be great to have a complement to it. So it's going to preserve your body. It's going to help you stay strong, because if you're complementing that cardio with strength, you are working on building muscle. Building muscle is important. Getting a break from doing the same types of high impact movements is also important. If we're teaching a cardio class, it's got impact. Let's face it, even if we're doing a good job of reading the room in front of us and offering different options, offering a regressed option, offering a progressed option, that's still a lot of wear and tear on our bodies. And then those major joints start to feel literally the impact of that repetitive movement over and over again. And over the years, you know, your first couple years of teaching, it feels great, right? Like, I used to teach kickboxing. I used to teach Les Mills Body Combat 5 days a week. And I was training for a marathon on top of it. And. My body said no. Just no. Like, what is this? So our bodies will tell us when they've had enough. However, we don't want them to get to that point, especially a true breaking point. So in order to preserve your body, it's a good idea to teach various types of movements so you're not overdoing any one thing. We could say the exact flip of this, right? Someone that primarily teaches strength training and they're teaching strength 5 days a week. Are their muscles truly getting the recovery they need to do good work and reap the benefits of each workout? Likely not. It's very doubtful that in the Group X realm, one of those days is more focused on upper body, one of those days is more focused on lower body, so you get that rest day in between for your muscles, right? It's just not going to happen. So just like our cardio junkies maybe need a complement to all of the impact that they're getting, our strength junkies need to allow their bodies time to recover from the workout, rebuild, and come back stronger in the next one. So it's important on both sides. And I'm picking on strength and cardio here simply because they're kind of the two big dominant areas of group exercise. Of course, there's the mind-body area of things, and we can all argue that pretty much everyone in the world today needs a little bit more zen in their lives, needs a little bit more deep breath, needs a little bit more time to really take care of their bodies and take care of themselves. So of course, we want to encourage people to participate in the mind-body spectrum as well. All right, so if we are working to preserve our body here, right, and we've got some cardio, so we do get some impact, we get our heart rate up, we get that satisfying sweat, we feel good about that, we get some strength training in, right? That's going to balance our body. That's going to help preserve us for the long haul, right? I didn't make it to almost 20 years of teaching by doing 5 body combat classes a week on top of doing my own workouts outside of that and running and doing triathlon. Like, I didn't make it to this point by doing all that nonsense for years and years and years. At some point, I realized this is catching up to me. I've got to change something. And we all get to that point, right? Back in the beginning of my career, everything I taught was cardio-based. It was Les Mills Body Jam, it was Les Mills Body Combat. So we got dance, we've got kickboxing, and it was great, and I loved it, and it was good for my soul. But my body told me otherwise. These days, my schedule looks very different. Most of the time, my schedule is split between bar, Pilates, and spin. Now, that's not to say that those are the only things I do. I have my own workouts outside of that to make sure that I'm hitting the things that I need, but that's on my time. But in terms of teaching, I am now into formats that A, I really could coach the whole class if I wanted to / needed to. The classes are about the participants anyways. And in Pilates, Balanced Body Pilates was a certification I did many, many years ago. They teach that you should not have to get on your mat at all during class. You should have such magic words and such great coaching that you can get people through everything without them having once seen it. Now, we all know our room is full of different types of learners. We have our kinesthetic learners, we have our visual learners, we have our auditory learners. So that may not work for everyone, and we find our ways through, right? I can tell you that I'm up and down off the floor during a mat Pilates class. Most of the time I am walking around, looking at form, providing corrections. However, if I see people struggling with something, I'll quickly get down on the floor, demonstrate the move for them, make sure they fully understand it, or if we're doing something new. But they are formats that preserve my body. They are enabling me to teach sometimes 15 classes a week in addition to my Group X director role, some weeks are just heavy, right? We get people away on vacation during the summer. And whether you're an instructor or a Group X manager, you're used to getting those messages. Hey, could you cover this? Could you cover this? We need help with this. We need help with that. And it's great to be able to say, I can help because I'm trained in all these different formats. So absolutely, I'm happy to help. But if we're saying yes to helping all these times, we've got to make sure that we're taking care of our bodies and preserving them for the long haul. Because if we all are in this for the passion and we love what we do and we love connecting with people and we love helping them feel better and move better, then we've got to make sure that we're putting in the work on our end to try to keep that balanced. Now, it could be an isolated week or two that there just is a lot of help needed in one particular area and you end up teaching a lot in that area those couple weeks. And that's fine. A couple of weeks, not going to hurt us for the long haul. But we need to look at the bigger picture. And if we have a schedule just chock full of one particular type of class, is that great for our bodies? So first and foremost, take care of your machine, because if you don't take care of your machine, you got nothing, right? Our body is everything for us. So take care of your body. Now, it is great to be able to step up and say, oh, I could cover that step class. Oh, I could cover that strength track class. Oh, I can cover that Pilates class. Oh, you need that aqua class covered? I could do that too. From a Group X director standpoint, I am thrilled when my instructors are cross-trained in different types of formats. Doesn't matter if they are complementary formats to each other, because we're not talking about, at this point, their long-term schedule. We're talking about being able to help fill in when subs are needed, right? And that's just an occasional here or there. But it is super helpful to me when I've got my list of instructors and I know A, B, and C instructors, I could really ask to teach any class on my schedule. Obviously, considering their availability and everything else like that plays into it. However, knowing that they have that broad base is very helpful to me as a director. So if you are an instructor and you're like on the fence about whether you might want to pick up a different format or should I do this training, do it. Absolutely do it. Even if it's not something you want to be teaching on a regular basis, think about all of the things that it will do for you. Number one, it will make you more of an asset to your director. At the end of the day, if you are a more valuable asset, that puts you in a good position to talk about an increase of pay at some point. I'm not saying go to the training and then go to your director and say, I need more money now. I did another training, right? We all know it's not that simple in our industry. However, the more valuable you make yourself as a commodity, the better things are going to turn out for you in the long run. So absolutely, strictly from a business standpoint, it's going to put you in a better position. It's going to make you more valuable. We like multi-trained talent. That said, it's also going to expose you to a different type of coaching. While there are certain things that go across any style of class that you teach, right? When we looked at the basics of coaching, the what's, the how's, the why's, all of those are relevant across programs, but it's different to try to coach, say, a cardio program that you're moving in all these different directions as opposed to a strength program where you're generally standing in one place doing the movement. Maybe you're lunging back, lunging forward, what have you, lunging to the side, but more or less in a strength-based class, you're a little bit more stationary. So it's going to expose you to a different perspective on teaching. It's going to change the way you train and the way you condition your body to make sure that you are prepared to teach that different type of class. And these are all great benefits for us individually, right? So as you learn to coach these different types of classes and to shift from maybe your primary instructor archetype into your secondary and rely on that a little bit more, you start to just become much more well-rounded as an instructor. The more well-rounded you are, the easier teaching becomes. It won't matter what room you step in, who is in front of you, you're going to feel more confident. It's not going to faze you when you've got a room full of faces you don't recognize. Or for some of us that are a little bit more intimidated by the regular faces or when our friends come to class, it's not going to faze you for familiar faces either. Because you will be so developed and so well-rounded in your coaching that, oh yeah, I can do that. I can absolutely do that. No worries. I've got this. On top of that, it also exposes you to more people. Right? When we start to fill in for different formats, we see different participants in those classes. Someone that maybe will never take a cardio class that we teach might be taking a Pilates class, and we do our training in Pilates and we come out of that, and then, oh, our director needs a sub and we fill in and the people enjoy our class. And what do? Oh my gosh, that was great. When do you teach again? They want to be part of our experience. They like us as an instructor. Yes, the format is important. Absolutely, the format is important. But we all know that there are people that will follow instructors regardless of what format they will take. And here's why that's fantastic. If you are an instructor who is teaching different types of classes and you've got people following you and your brand, those people are now exposing themselves to different types of workouts, and that's going to be more beneficial for them. They are going to be more well-rounded individuals in terms of their fitness goals, right? They're going to be preserving their bodies as well, because we know our true Group X raving fans, our Group X junkies that are there week in and week out, day in and day out, they don't miss a beat for much, and they are there loyally for years. So if they are only doing their high impact cardio, or they are doing strength training 5 days a week, that's not good for their longevity. So if you are cross-trained in different programs and they enjoy you, you might get someone from that Pilates class who generally skips their cardio because it's not really their favorite thing. And they're going to show up to your class just to see what it's like. And maybe they don't start coming every week, but maybe you start seeing them every now and then. And that's more cardio than they were getting before. And the more you're able to fill in for other classes and sub, the more people that you're exposed to, the more chances of those people populating your regular classes. And you get that extra body, that extra two bodies, three bodies, four bodies coming to your regular class. Suddenly your regular class looks even more spectacularly full than it was before. Directors also love to see that, because we have to answer to the big people at the top in the C-suite. And they're always looking at numbers, right? They want to see a return on their investment. They want to see, are we filling classes? Because as the great Lynn Brick said, people vote with their feet. They absolutely do. When we look at schedules and when we look at class attendance, we say what classes are successful based on the number of people showing up on a regular basis to take those classes. So if you get those extra bodies coming into your classes because they've taken other classes with you, that goes a long way to helping your success. And again, making you look like a more valuable asset. Because what's another thing when you go to ask your director for a raise? What's generally something they're going to look at? They're going to look at your class attendance. So if you are now a versatile team player and can fill in for different classes, and because you've been filling in for other classes, now your regular classes are more full, that's two huge wins in having that discussion with your director when you're ready to ask for a little bit more money. We're winning all over the place here, people. It's fantastic. So we're more valuable, which is a huge asset. And now we're preserving our body, which is great because we're super passionate about what we do. We love being with people. We love helping them towards their goals. So we want to be able to do it until they literally have to drag us off the stage one day and say, you know what, I really don't think you can do this anymore. And hopefully that's a long way off for all of us. But then at that point, people are trying different things. You're filling your classes. All of these things are huge wins for us. All of them are huge wins for our higher ups. And all of them are huge wins for our members. But we've all had those moments when we feel a little bit burnt out, right? And I would venture to say, those of you out there that teach the same type of class day in and day out when you show up at the club are the ones that are feeling even more burnt out. Part of that is true physical burnout. Our bodies can only do the same movements over and over so many times. Part of it is mental burnout. Your brain is sick of doing the same thing over and over, right? If we want to build neuroplasticity in our brains, we have to be doing different things. We have to be changing the game on ourselves. So learning different formats, just going to the training is going to teach us new things. That's fantastic for our brains. It's going to be eventually fantastic for our bodies when we start executing those movements. But it's really going to help us with that burnout feeling, just that, ugh. I mean, I'm going to show up today because I'm not going to ask for a sub at the last minute. I don't really have a good excuse not to show up, but I just don't really feel like being there today. And we all know that that shifts. The moment we walk in the door and we connect with the first person who's there for our class, suddenly we're like, all right, I'm here, game on, let's go. But it really sucks. Let's just be honest. It sucks to have that feeling when you wake up of, ugh, I have to go to this. We want to be in that mindset of I get to do this, not I have to do this. But if we hit that point of burnout, every day feels like I have to and not I get to. And that's an unfortunate place to be, especially in our type of field where it's very clear to our members when we want to be there and when we don't want to be there, right? They know. And most of them were hedging their bets on whether they were going to show up either. Let's be honest though, in Group X, most of the people that are there are very faithful and very loyal and they're regulars and they're showing up faithfully because that's one of the benefits of group exercise. Working in a group, having someone provide a workout for you, having that social support network, all of that tends to lead to higher retention rates, higher return rates for our participants. So we can't necessarily say, oh, well, the bulk of people don't like to exercise. Yeah, that's an absolutely true statistic. The majority of people, especially in the United States, let's be honest, don't want to do the work. They don't want to exercise. It's not fun to them. It's not engaging to them. It's not something they wake up going, oh, I can't wait to do my workout today. We are of the minority that enjoys exercise, that enjoys movement. Some people can understand. A good chunk of people understand, I know my body would feel better if I moved it in a purposeful way. They understand the principles of, if I exercise, I will likely feel better. But understanding and taking action, we all know there's a big gap between those two steps. So if we are feeling burnout, our members are going to notice that we're burnt out. And it's going to be harder for them to feel like they want to come as well. And we need to be able to do our part as their leaders in fitness to give them every reason to show up on a regular basis. So by teaching those different types of formats, it keeps it fresh for you. It helps you stay more passionate. And then you're not stuck in that burnout phase and they're not feeling your burnout. So winning really from every perspective, from being more valuable to saving your body and also to avoiding burnout. But there does come a point, right, that enough is enough. If we're looking at this honestly, none of us can teach 10 different classes on a weekly basis and do it remarkably well. And I'm not talking about 10 classes on the schedule. I'm talking about 10 different types of classes, right? We're teaching a step class. We're teaching a cardio dance class. We're teaching a boxing class. We're teaching an aquatic class. We're teaching a mat Pilates class. We're teaching a bar class. We're teaching a strength training class. In order to plan all of those or learn the choreography from them if we're working with a pre-choreographed format, that's a huge amount of time every single week. That's going to lead to burnout as well. So if we truly want to excel at what we're doing, we're going to focus in on our passion programs. What are the things that you can't wait to bring in front of people? And that passion could be from many different points. It could be that it just gives you joy to teach that type of content. It could be that it gives you joy to see people doing something good for themselves in that way. Whatever the reason that it's your passion program, you want to hone in on those programs, right? I can tell you that there are several things I love to teach. Like mat Pilates, far and above my favorite thing to teach because of the populations I reach with it and because of what I see it does for them and how they feel day in and day out. So I am strongly, strongly passionate about mat Pilates. I am also very passionate about teaching spin. it is a lower impact option for people that want to get their cardio in, but maybe have issues preventing them from doing a whole lot of impact work. Now, between those two classes, I still haven't met that threshold for wanting to make sure that we get that bone health work. So I'm not hitting that for my members with my passion programs, but I'm encouraging them to take other ones. So we hit those passion programs, and we might have another several programs that we are technically trained in and qualified to teach, but those are going to be the ones that sit on the side. And when our director says, hey, I'm really in a bind for this class, could you help me cover this class tonight? You say, sure, I can whip out something, right? I'll put something together. I'll look over the notes from the last time I taught it. It'll be great for me. It'll be great for the members. But we're not teaching it week in and week out, because at some point we sacrifice quality for quantity. And the moment we start to sacrifice quality, we start to lose people coming on a regular basis, because they can see that we are not fully vested in what we're doing. And we want to be fully vested every time that we show up. That's a whole different discussion for a different day, being present and being fully there. But as we learn to diversify our portfolios and make ourselves more valuable and increase our longevity, we do have to keep in mind that we have to find a balance between our passion programs and these other programs that we absolutely can help out with in a pinch, but we're not going to teach on a regular basis because it's just too much, right? We love our jobs and we want to keep loving our jobs. So we're going to diversify our portfolio, but we're going to be selective in what we teach on a regular basis. If you enjoyed today's episode, heck, even if you didn't, go ahead and hit that subscribe button, because we have plenty more group exercise instructor development content coming your way, and you want to get it while it's hot and fresh. See you next time on the Group X Files.